Hey guys, this is Daniel from Subculture, and I'm with the Plain White Tees.
What's up?
Right, before we go anywhere, let's just introduce ourselves. So we'll just start, we'll go around the circle. I want name and a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh,
something
fun
really
fact.
Fun.
Oh my god.
My name is Mike, and I like stuff.
Not fun at all.
Fun stuff.
My name's Tim, and I carry all Mike's stuff while he's on crutches.
Yeah, that's true. Dave, I'll come back to you with the fun fact.
Oh, I got fun facts on all these guys.
Do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'm Tom. My fun fact is, I can't do myself. Mike is the fun fact is he broke his ankle because he was too drunk the other night, so now he's on crutches.
It's real.
Tim's fun fact, let's see. His neighbors to Matthew McConaughey in Austin,
true.
Texas. Dave's fun fact is secretly the America's most prominent street artist. He's the...
Not true.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Not true.
DeMar, and then we have DeMar
Hi.
Here.
Hello, DeMar.
Hello.
DeMar's fun fact
is...
What? I didn't hear. Mike said something dirty, I think.
It's probably good that Mike's furthest away from the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me with it, dog. What's my fun fact?
Your fun fact is, I don't know. Tomorrow's not very fun, to be honest.
Fun is in just something that, like, I don't want to fall off my chair with excitement. It's not that fun.
Oh,
it's
okay.
just something that...
Moderately fun fact about
Moderately. What makes you you?
DeMar, he got in about 4 car accidents this month. Yeah.
Oh, that is a fun fact. Yeah, I got a new car.
Or a dangerous fact.
I got a new car, and and within like a month and a half, I got in 3 accidents. Yeah.
Right.
Brand new car. Awesome. Right?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I know who I'm putting on my driving insurance. So, you're here in the UK. You've just come back from Paris.
Mm-hmm.
How was Paris? Did you see any of Paris at all?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Not as much as we would have liked to see.
Yeah.
Paris, you can't really do Paris in a day, you know.
We did go to the
We
Louvre.
Did walk around a little bit. Yeah, we saw the outside of the Louvre.
Yeah.
Which was
the triangle.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, if the inside is anything like the outside, it's
a
just,
solid place. It's definitely a museum.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to say. You didn't even see the Mona Lisa.
No.
You've seen it, haven't you?
I have. I've been in there once. It was great.
Yeah.
A lot of... It was huge.
Mm.
The museum.
Yeah. The
Mona Lisa very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
fun
pretty
fact.
Much what I got out of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Louvre. You've actually summed
yeah,
up
I've
the Louvre.
Seen it all.
You know, that is the Louvre in one.
A triangle outside.
Yep, pyramid.
You didn't even get to the padlock bridge then.
No.
Yeah,
oh, I've seen... See, I have been... I've seen
that
stuff.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, we went to that. You
I've definitely
there.
Seen the padlock bridge, guys.
Yeah, but, well,
maybe not with you guys.
You weren't there, man.
I've been there on my own... My
yeah.
own terms, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And what have you done some sightseeing today? Have you been up the eye?
No, we just got here.
Oh,
maybe
literally
later,
straight
right?
to here for the interview.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be boating on the Thames.
Not
yeah.
Thames. Not our boat.
Not our boat, of course.
No. How are you? How's the French? That's why I want to know. Can any of you speak French?
No,
zero.
No.
Mike knows a couple words.
Is that offensive?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Of course. Yeah. That's all you need to know. I swear.
More shampoo, my hat.
Oh.
Mm.
Useful.
Very incredibly offensive.
You could offend a lot of people with that. I'll say that. And what is the British accent? Can you guys do... I love when Americans do British accents. I love it. It's like my favorite thing in the world. So I want to...
Hello.
Like a saucy old woman.
Yes.
Something like that.
Hi, I'm British. Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Pass the sugar for my tea.
That was an old
no.
sandwich.
Any two agents fancying shag.
You've definitely
got...
He's definitely... I'm sorry, this one's the winner. Tim,
was,
Tim is the best
yeah,
in the British...
No.
I'm not sure what yours
Damn
was.
It.
It's a bit more Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian? That's ironic.
Give me a fucking
he is
biscuit.
Canadian.
Are you?
That was Scottish.
Scottish,
but that's
part
right?
Canadian, so it must have come through there.
Sure.
Love that. You're all from, I can't say it, so I only know it as the place that the Springfield is, right?
Illinois.
Yeah.
Say it.
There are many Springfields.
How do you know?
Say it.
Say it again. Say it. Illinois. We'll say it as a group.
Illinois.
Yeah. Illinois. Because I thought it was Illinois.
Illinois. That's
so
what it would
I made
be.
It fancy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Illinois. I like that.
Chicago. If you would have said Illinois. That, we would have been like.
No, this is why. Like, this is why I made the Springfield comment.
So you're
I was
all
like,
from Illinois.
So you're all from Illinois. Yeah.
Illinois. Mm-hmm.
What's it like in Illinois?
Well, it's very classy.
Yes. Yeah. Are you being ironic?
Illinois.
Is that actually
Illinois? Illinois. If you're talking about outside Chicago, there's a lot of corn.
Yeah, a lot of corn.
Tell you that.
Yeah.
But Chicago is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Great city, yes. One of the best in the world. Love it.
Love it. No, I've never been. The furthest I've done Canada.
Yeah.
I saw the Falls. That's about it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I went to the Hard Rock Cafe there.
Toronto and Chicago
are the best of it.
Yeah.
Chicago and Toronto kind of are similar. Like brother cities or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot in common there, yeah. Vibe-wise, I think.
Yeah. So let's briefly talk music. Let's briefly, because I want to know more about you guys.
Oh. All
okay,
right.
But obviously music's a big part of you guys, so
talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So you've got the new album out, which I like.
Thank you.
Oh, I listened to it. I love the fact the two ballads in it. Well, what I'll call a ballad, you guys are probably like, it's not a ballad.
No, whatever.
It's,
it's all right. You can call it
what about them? You like them?
I really like them.
Thanks.
Yeah. The way that they're kind of next. I like the way the album's kind of
laid out. Cool, thank you.
But I have to ask, is Jackie the new
the new Delilah?
Delilah.
No. You mean the girl or the song?
Both.
No, not at all.
No.
So Tim actually wrote that song about a friend of mine.
Right.
Jackie's my
loosely
friend.
Loosely inspired by.
Jackie
yeah, loosely inspired by.
Did you just like the name?
Thank you.
Sings well?
Jackie does sing really well.
But
sing.
I mean, it is loosely based on
obviously,
Jackie.
Obviously, yeah, the lyrics illustrate.
All kinds of friends, right. Bands.
Yeah. What is your opinion on Hey There, Delilah? Do you actually hate that song now?
No, it's a beautiful song.
Do you still like it?
I hate that song.
Yeah?
No,
hate is a strong word. You want another quick
thing? Thank you.
So, we've got a bit of a mixed opinion there. You still love it?
I mean, you know, beautiful. None of us can hate it because we don't ever have to play it, really.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you guys sing some backups.
Yeah.
Do you not do it at the shows?
I mean, I'm drinking a beer during that song.
Oh.
It's actually Dave's favorite moment of the
so
set.
So it's my favorite song.
Because he gets to be off stage.
Yeah, exactly.
To leave the stage.
It's my favorite moment of the night.
Okay, that's cool. So everybody gets a toilet break when you sing Hey There, Delilah.
Yep.
When's your toilet break?
After the directly after the set, usually.
Yeah.
Actually, usually right before. Right? Everybody has kind of the pre-show like piss. Right?
I mean, it's just kind of before you kind of do anything.
Really?
Yeah. I can't
always,
play until I pee. Like,
I
might not even have to pee, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
Right on stage. I agree.
And that song is huge. Like, even now, like, I go to karaoke every Monday. I can't sing, but I go to karaoke. I rap. And there's always that one person that goes there with Hey There, Delilah. And you're like, oh, poor thing. But, so it doesn't, like, you're not, like, it doesn't in any way, like, bother you, that song. Like, the fact that, you know, that was so big, like.
Well, it's hard to get out from under.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Like, in America, we've had a couple more hits. Not as big as Delilah, but.
Well, we're still, like, almost fighting it.
Yeah,
I think, if we're being honest.
Mark from Subculture, just to jump in. When you say you're fighting it,
yeah.
Do you see it as a peak which you're trying to get back
no,
to?
No, it's more of like it's more of a pigeonholing,
okay.
I suppose, because like it was the anomaly. Like every album we would make, there would be a ballad or two, and it kind of in the model of when we were younger and listened to things like Pinkerton. And at the end of Pinkerton was that song Butterfly, which is really cool. And Delilah was like the butterfly of our album All That We Needed. And we always had one of those every album. And we never expected for that to be the one. And once that is, that's all anyone ever knows. So they think that's how all of your songs sound.
Yeah.
Where 99% of your songs sound completely different. So you know, 7 years later, you're still kind of fighting to, you know, for an identity or something. It's weird.
Because you've gone through a very strange transition now, because you were with, I can't I can't quite tell. You're with Hollywood Records.
We were.
You were.
Yeah, we were.
You were.
When Delilah was on the radio, we were, for sure.
Yeah. So did you have them after Delilah? Did you have them like, oh, go on, throw us another Delilah.
Yes.
What's Delilah up to now?
Yes.
And like, was that a big pressure?
I never really cut that at
Here's the thing. Every album we would give them after that, they would always push for the ballad to be the single. That's just, it's true. I mean, it doesn't have to be a cut at them. It's just, it's true.
Yeah. Well, it seems, I would say we tried to go with other songs that and just didn't work at radio, like for whatever reason.
There was that one, you know, Hello There, Stephanie, that didn't work out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hola Marissa was a complete
Hola Marissa. Marissa. Yeah.
Trying to so all these females. All these females.
Melissa.
Como esta.
Maybe you could go for... I don't know. Let me think of a French female name. Bonjour, Marjean.
Ooh,
see, that's
that's the new one.
Okay. With Hollywood, we pushed Hate. We pushed Our Time Now. We pushed Natural Disaster.
Yeah.
We pushed
Boomerang.
And Should Have Gone to Bed.
Oh yeah.
All rock songs.
Sure, yeah. But what I'm saying is they were always excited about the other ones. That's for sure.
But this is also a label that had someone like Selena Gomez on the roster. So did they ever push you to work with people like that?
No.
Although Tom would have loved that. Yeah, totally.
I would have loved to get a little closer with, you know, Selena.
Yeah, I would have loved that.
Professionally and, you know, otherwise.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And going back to the sort of, you know, not want to dwell too much on Delilah, but that's she's also a big part of you guys, your career.
Yeah.
How do you think the... it got accepted so quickly and so fast. I mean, you guys have 66 million views on YouTube for that video.
You know,
that's
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I was surprised too. I was like, wow, a billion.
There's probably a few different versions.
It's kind of weird because when it went to the radio, when it was on Hollywood, it did move pretty quickly. But before that, it had a life, like, probably 3 or 4 years before that,
mm-hmm.
through, like, MySpace. And
yeah, the song was out a couple years before.
It was kind of growing. It was growing underground a little bit, too.
Yeah, the first time we ever played in the UK, actually, we came over with Hello Goodbye,
mm-hmm,
and we were opening, and every night when we'd play Hey There Delilah, this was before any radio, even in America, and every night we played it, and the whole crowd sang along.
Yeah.
Like it, no just doubt, from it, just from an underground person, you know, fan to fan, you know.
The song went viral before viral was
existed.
Right.
Exactly.
Like it, no doubt, reacted well every night and shows and stuff too. Yeah.
No, literally, they sang it. They knew it already.
Right.
I was gonna say a lot of the bands that we speak to now, they put a lot of effort into their social media campaigns to try and get that viral effect.
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything you guys did which was very conscious of the fact that you went, okay, we know we need to do this to get Hey There Delilah out there, or
that's,
it just went?
No, that's just funny thing.
We put it up on MySpace.
Yeah.
Right.
And it blew up on the ground and then overground. That's nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not like masters of social media by any means, but like that
I wish it was that easy every
time.
Kidding.
Yeah.
So what transitioned to... Because you've done crowdfunding, you've done Pledge Music, haven't you?
Yeah, it's actually not... We didn't need any funding. We had the album done. It was a way of doing a pre-order...
Okay.
That we can get the fans, you know, access to other opportunities and experiences.
I noticed that one of the things, you could meet one of you for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. Or tea, you know, whatever they prefer.
Yeah.
But there was like, right,
you
now.
See, exactly. I feel awful because those poor dears probably pledged for that, and here I am, sat drinking my water and lime. Oh,
jeez.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to assume she's
how amazing
Stephanie.
This
yeah.
is.
I'm just, oh my goodness, this water's so amazing.
We'll send you a bill if it'll make you feel better.
Oh, yeah. Please, honestly. Yeah, I'll give you one of my addresses.
Yeah. Was that a conscious decision to change the way you deal with your fan base? To say, listen, guys, we want to give you more access. Now.
Absolutely. Here's the
easier.
Thing is, because when we were on the major label, there was a bit of disconnect between us and our fans. And now that we're independent again, we wanted to not just, you know, kind of dab, you know, put our feet back in the water. We wanted to jump in with fans, you know, and really kind of change up the way we do almost everything.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, when the whole thing fell apart with the label, it also made people wait about an extra year or so for any music. So now we want
to
give it, you know,
give it back,
give it back
the
a little
biggest
bit.
Way we can.
Right.
It's almost like a rebirth of the band.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Do you think that's musically as well? Do you think you're, I mean, I'm sure someone like Hollywood they just probably wanted an album of Delilah's.
Well,
so
I mean,
you presented an album
well,
like...
I mean, I can't really speak for
yeah,
the
you can't
label.
Really speak for
it
that.
Is what it is. But.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is what it is. I mean, they did. It's not like they were single-minded or anything
yeah,
like that.
They were fine.
Well, they were
for,
fine.
For us, as far as we're concerned, we actually wrote... Most of the album was written and recorded after leaving Hollywood.
Yeah.
Records.
Right.
Yeah. So it was definitely a new sense of inspiration and you know, just purpose within the band, for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think, you know, any label can have different ways of doing things and different outlooks on things, but a label, at the end of the day, their number one priority is going to be making money.
Right.
Whereas for us, our number one priority is going to be making music. So now it's kind of like we can, you know, kind of really focus on that and not get told like, oh, this is a great song, but I don't see it, you know.
Working. Exactly.
On the radio or on whatever.
But has that changed, obviously, through the process of where you guys have been and gone? So Delilah's allowed you to do that, or the you know, previous records were allowed to do that, and now you go, okay, well, we've done a record we're proud of, but it might not necessarily be our revenue generator,
mm-hmm.
or fans can really, really engage with it. So
yeah.
It's going to change the way you make music.
Yeah, yeah. It's more important now for us to engage people and get them involved. And, you know, as far as charting or numbers or anything, that's secondary, I would think. Like, it's more about creating what we felt we had maybe 10 years ago
mm-hmm.
as an indie band where everything felt grassroots. And you know,
that's where Delilah came from.
That's where it
yeah.
is. That's where it was
and,
birthed
you know,
like,
feel like
organically.
If,
you know,
if we were on a major label already... And Tom wrote Delilah and like said, "Hey, check it out! I wrote a new song."
They would have been like, "That would never work."
They'd be like, "Yeah, no, no." Like only because we had the kind of grassroots build up beforehand did they say, "Oh, awesome! Let's put this out as a single."
Yeah, so this is probably the most honest representation of the band, this record probably
yeah.
in a long time because
yeah.
you know the label would be looking over your shoulder and be cutting some songs and,
again, like any label would.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it hard then to decide, because if this was just you guys, so were you like, no, that song's not going to work, honey? Was
no,
there ever that
moment?
It
actually seemed kind of easier.
Oh, yeah. You mean
a
selecting
lot
songs for this stuff?
Yeah, because
oh, yeah, yeah.
usually, you know, with a label, we would deal with an A&R guy, with the producer, you know, who all kind of had their own idea of what the band should be or what songs, like these guys said, like what songs would quote-unquote work or, you know...
Yeah.
Whereas when it was just us, it was kind of easier. Like, well, these are the ones we like the best, so let's record them.
Mm-hmm. That's the long and short of it.
Yeah.
We've got two more things we normally do at the end of interviews to wrap things up a little bit.
Sure.
The first one, Daniel, if you want to jump in with your question.
Yeah, so this is a bit of fun. This is just to lighten the... If I thought you might have had jet lag, so...
A little bit.
I'm fading.
So we have this concept over here called Snog, Marry, Avoid...
What is it?
Snog, marry, and avoid. So
oh,
you
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of pick.
Like, right, exactly. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But my version is snog, marry, push off a cliff, because I feel like
mm-hmm.
avoiding someone's too generous. Okay?
Sure.
So it's
sure.
snog, marry, push
snug,
off a cliff.
Snog.
Snog, like.
Snog, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What did you think I said? Snag.
Snug. Like
snug.
Snuggle or something. I don't know.
No. It's a... So your choices
like
are
the dragon from Lord of the Rings, from The Hobbit.
Yeah, snog.
Yeah,
snog,
just that guy.
Right?
Snag.
I definitely just mean like tongue action. I don't mean any dragons or anything. So your options are okay, the Queen of England,
okay,
Delilah,
okay,
and Britney Spears.
What
snog.
Was the first one?
The Queen of England.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
so
let's
snog,
think about
marry,
process of elimination
player.
Here.
Hmm.
Right.
But
I
think I want it individually. I want to see...
Individuals.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I would
marry
the queen, for God's sake.
Tim's marrying the queen.
Come on.
Then you'd be the king.
No shit.
Yeah.
So that comes with that.
Is that how it works? I thought you'd be
no
born
problem,
into that.
No.
You want to finish the tree?
Oh, yeah, that's
there you go. Yeah.
What?
Who?
I'd shove Britney off a cliff.
Oh, poor Britney.
Yeah, I would probably...
Baby, baby, one more time.
I would put Delilah for all three of those categories.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you just leave the other two on the shelf.
Yeah.
Poor Delilah.
Marry her, snog her, and then chuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, then.
And guys, the one last thing we have to cover, because we always ask this of the guys we interview, is if you were a band going through the motions now, just coming together, recording the demos, what would your, as the Plain White Tees, what would your recommendations be to those guys right now?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if you're doing demos and stuff right now, you have far more capabilities than we had when we were making demos. I mean, it's so funny because...
I got it.
Go ahead, dude.
Just be, do you, don't try to copy anything else. Like, find your own lane and just be good at that, mm-hmm. and don't try to be what's out there right now, because that's going to be gone in, a week.
It's so ephemeral, isn't it, that industry? It's just what's hot now is not hot tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just be honest to yourself and make the music you want to make. And Jesus. Make the music you want to make, and if it's good enough and it's honest enough, then people will find it. And
but also, for everyone's sake, if it's not good enough, just stop.
Yeah,
just cut it out. Just if everyone tells you it's crap, it's probably crap.
You see, I like that. The honesty, I think, is the best part, because there's so much delusion now.
Oh yeah. So and it's sad. I like that. Sad. I don't know if you guys have the TV shows where they.
We have them.
Yeah. They were born here, dude.
Yeah, Simon Cowell. Okay. Anyway, it's sad to watch the first round where people
everyone
around them
has
told
save.
Them you're the just keep doing it. You're gonna make it, and they're really horrible. It's sad to watch them be so deluded.
But it's good TV.
It is awesome TV. It's great TV.
Yeah.
But it makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you're those people, you can quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
feel free to.
Keep going and give it everything you got.
If you've got something and you really think you do, and people agree with you, pursue it.
So, boom. Can I just ask one more?
Yeah.
So, if 10 years ago the X Factor was around, the Plain White Tees were should we do this? Would you have done it?
No.
We wouldn't have got past.
Yeah, we would have
got been booted in those first three shows.
So we would have been the assholes who can't sing.
I mean, that competition's only for singing. And right?
Yeah. And, sort of.
Most of them are way better singers than any of us.
That's why you can
all the best.
That's why you win with harmonies.
Yeah, all the best artists in the world are not the best singers.
That's true.
Bam.
And all the best singers in the world aren't the best artists.
Exactly.
And all the best porn stars in the world are the best porn stars in the world. Thank you.
That's true.
I think we should end on that one. Porn stars. Are the best. And we'll end that.
Guys, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Man, I would have said, just by process of elimination, you push the queen off the cliff. Oh.